Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. And he is G-Money Garrett Chapman behind the glass today playing actually really good tunes. Right now, shout out to Garrett for always playing the good music on the way back in. Reminder, very quickly, the story about my daughter and her recital brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We'll get a wake-up call, 404-726-0929, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, but we've got a lot more things to talk about right now.
Yeah, here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. Georgia beat Alabama 28-7 in the SEC Championship. Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10 in the Big Ten Championship. The college football playoff rankings are set. Georgia at 3. Bama remained at 9. Indiana is in first place, pushing Ohio State to second. Miami made it at 10, and Notre Dame was left out. The Hawks split back-to-back games, lost to the Nuggets 134-133, beat the Wizards 131-116. They do have some time off, but the Hawks will play again on Friday against the Pistons. And Georgia Tech will be going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU. They are taking Notre Dame's place after they said, thanks, but no thanks. And yesterday at Mercedes-Benz, the Falcons fell to the Seahawks 37-9. Special teams struggled with a field goal blocked in the first half, allowing a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown on the opening play of the second half. They have been eliminated from the playoffs, and the Falcons will head to Tampa to take on the Bucs for Thursday night football.
Yeah, I think that as far as the Falcons go in the Thursday night matchup, it's the best thing possible for them to get a Thursday night game this week. I think you get that bad taste out of your mouth. You talk about losing by 4 touchdowns in a game that was tied at halftime, right? Yeah. You got to kind of hit the eraser really, really quick. They'll get back to the grind today. A lot of, you know, body upkeep. They're a dinged up team. You'd like to think that Drake London can come back and be a part or a participant at least in what they have going on this week. They won't be in pads, probably won't be in helmets, but they have a quick turnaround, and you have to start today when you talk about preparing for a Todd Bowles defense and doing all the things necessary to get ready very, very quickly for Thursday night football.
Yeah, I think Tony Dungy has a line where playing a Todd Bowles defense on a short week is like getting your teeth pulled or something like that. It's brutal because the way he brings the blitzes and how much he likes to blitz.
Sure.
But you go look at the game that Tampa played just yesterday, it was not a very good effort. Now, that's the thing that gives me a little bit of hope this week is it is a division rivalry and you know each other. If the Saints can go into Tampa and beat Tampa Bay, then, I mean, I like to think we might be able to hold our own a little bit. And you go look at the game, both teams ran the ball really well in the game. That gives me a little bit of hope with how really bad we've been in the passing, whether we have Drake or not. But you've got to have Drake for this game. I think that's why Drake didn't play yesterday. You could, now, granted, it's just more of the fact that he couldn't do it on being injured. Short week turnaround with that kind of injury, it's going to be hard to do. So why not come out fresh? And I think they might have Mike Evans, too. I'm not sure where he's at. But
yeah.
I was hearing he was getting close to coming back.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about all the ups and downs with this Tampa Bay team. They were able to beat this season the Seattle team that we just got drummed by. But they also lose to the Saints. We just beat the Saints just a couple of weeks ago in pretty handily fashion. So feel pretty good about that. I look at Tampa, and so many times throughout the beginning of the season, I kept saying Baker Mayfield's inevitable. Like, he's just inevitable. But suddenly the Baker magic has started to run out a little bit on what they've been able to accomplish this season. And I've said this to you guys a couple of times. Tampa right now feels like Atlanta did last year, where Atlanta comes out of the gate. They're 6-3. Kirk Cousins, the 2-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. You feel like everything's rolling, and then suddenly the wheels just fall off. You lay a couple of eggs against a couple of good football teams, and it goes downhill.
And they both have shoulder injuries. Like, Kirk had his shoulder injury, though, I guess we
did or
didn't know about.
Yeah,
and then Baker sprained his AC joint in the game against the Rams, I believe. So, yeah, there is some – it is odd there how they're both – jumped out to great starts, and all of a sudden they've came back to earth a little bit. Egbuka didn't have a great game yesterday. They were able to take the Saints. The Saints' defense is the best part of their team.
For sure. Did Tristan Wirfs play yesterday? I was trying to keep track because he was
inactive. Tristan Wirfs was inactive
yesterday. I wonder if that's going to be along the same lines as the Drake London, where you and I were both kind of on the same page. It's like Drake London maybe could have come back, but you'd love to have him for that division game on Thursday night. I wonder if Tristan Wirfs is along those same lines. But make no mistake about it, Drake London is this football team right now. Drake London is this football team. Imagine how you feel if they were just like, hey, Drake's just done for the year. Mm-mm. You would be like, we're in a really bad spot. There ain't nowhere to go from here. Drake London is this football team. He's not. We've talked about it a number of times, have we not? He's the emotional leader of this offense, probably of the entire team. When Kirk was asked yesterday, hey, does somebody need to throw a chair across the locker room? My answer was no, because Drake London didn't play today, and he would be the chair thrower. And that's exactly what we're waiting on.
It's like we talked about earlier, when you needed a play yesterday in the passing game, there's no one to make it. There's nobody that stepped up. I know Kyle had a couple of good catches, but the reality was he had a couple that he didn't make and a couple of jump ball. It was a jump ball situation where I think Drake makes that play. Drake Lund, if you take Bijan Robinson out of the mix and other than their running back, Drake London is your playmaker in the wide receiver core, and there is no other playmaker other than Drake London. So essentially yesterday you went into a game with Bijan Robinson and everybody else.
I agree.
Well, if you look back at the beginning of the season, I mean, it was Buccaneers won by 3 points. So it was Bucs, Falcons, 23-20. We really came out of that game feeling like it could have been ours at that point.
Yeah, and Bo will remember better than me. Was that a Younghoe miss?
It was a Younghoe miss to send the game to overtime.
Yeah, but he didn't stub his toe on that one.
But so remember, you pretty much controlled the game to the entirety. And you got Caden Ellis with a free shot at Baker. And Baker... the inevitability of him, he eludes it,
sure.
Makes the big throw. They go ahead, you come down, and you have the field goal to tie the game, and Younghoe misses it. No, he did not kick the ground on that one. I think he's evolved in now kicking the ground instead of the football.
He did
kick the football on this one, and it missed. And it was an unfortunate because you felt Michael Penix, that was the game where you come away with Michael Penix going, hey, this guy can move,
right.
This guy can throw, he can do everything. And now that became less. Obviously, now he's with another knee injury. But that was a game where you felt like you gave to them and you should have won.
We do have to get the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Call us. Tell us how your weekend was. What do you think about those Dirty Birds? Let's go ahead and hit this thing. All right, it is time for the wake-up call. Like I said, 404-726-0929. Got a couple lines open, but we do have plenty of callers right now. Let's go ahead and move through these things pretty quickly. Dexter, you're going to be up first, buddy. What'd you think coming off the weekend?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man. It ain't the wake-up call no more, man. It's still sleep call.
It's the groggy.
I don't even want to wake up, Mike. I'm tired of waking up and hearing y'all every morning trying to explain what went down yesterday, man. It's just terrible, man. I know y'all got to do y'all job on the radio, but it ain't no hope. Even if we had Drake, it ain't no hope because we just don't seem to do nothing right. We get penalties at the wrong time. We get the, you know, the special teams give up 100 yards. When I seen that man run 100 yards, I ran out the house. I thought I was still running with him. Just don't make sense, man.
I feel you.
Man, y'all have a good morning, man, and we're going to keep hope alive.
All right, man. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're always going to try to do here on the morning shift. Let's try to get one more quick call in. Let's talk to Tony. Tony, what's going on, man? How was the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Hey, had a great weekend. Okay. But no dogs, got to say that. I was going to say no dogs.
Hey, man.
But I say Falcons, you know, week four, y'all said, do we think Falcons are a playoff caliber team? And I jumped out there and said, I think if we beat Buffalo, we are. Obviously, I don't know enough about football. So I'm saying something I've never said before. I've never said for the Falcons to lose four great straight games, but please tank these four. We need to get Pavia early in the second round. Penix is just going to be another glorified Kirk Cousins because you can't move. So it's going to be – we can't do that. We need to move forward. Yeah. Okay, we got to look forward. This season's done. All right?
Yeah.
Let's move forward. Even if we keep the same coaches, whatever.
Yeah. Okay? Appreciate the phone call, Tony. The Pavia thing caught me off guard. I'm not going to lie about that. Caught me off guard just a little bit.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But I do want to go back to something he was talking about, how he felt about after the Buffalo game. When we're talking about Tampa in week one and Buffalo, like those games feel like they were a lifetime ago, just in terms of my own emotion. Like I'm going back, man, we were so excited. Even after the Tampa loss, I was like, hey, they played pretty well.
No, there was nothing really to be upset about after that Tampa loss. Because like I said before, it really felt like we had something. And then the Buffalo win was unbelievable.
Yeah. You felt after the first Tampa loss, if we could only just get the kicker situation situated, we would really be cooking with gas. And here we are. I don't think that's the problem right now.
Think about the explosive plays you had against Buffalo, how well you did. I mean, remember the play at the end of the first half with Drake and all the, you know, Bijan Robinson's big touchdown run. The defense made Josh Allen, that's an NFL reigning MVP, made him look like a first-year player. And it just has all been gone. Divine Diablo injury against San Francisco. And then all of a sudden, teams figure out how to run the football against you.
Man.
And that started this downhill that just you've never been able to recover from.
I asked the question, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, who is more important to their unit, Divine Diablo to the defense or Drake London to the offense? As much as I, as highly as I think of Divine Diablo, especially in some of the games we've seen him back, I don't think there's any question that Drake London is just that guy. He's that guy offensively.
Remember when it was 4 weeks ago, I guess, and we're like, what? How can – you got to find someone else to target. Why does Drake London have 15 targets and 12 – well, there's a reason why he was the only guy getting targeted.
Turns out that was a good game plan.
We just weren't paying attention to the facts, and now they're just hitting us right in the face.
Yikes. Yikes.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we're going to continue this conversation with Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. He's going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
8:21 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett's hanging out behind the glass, and it is a Falcons Monday, so we're bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, and our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, good morning. I'm really not sure where to start on yesterday's game. Maybe where the momentum shift was. Do you think it was the 100-yard? Okay, we're going to hang on a second. I'm getting signals that Dave's not quite ready. Remember, though, he picked on us for not being on time the
other day. So. I think this is a good opportunity to cover a couple things here. First and foremost, I want to ask Arch where it turned for him yesterday, because I think I have a different opinion than most. But I also want to know, looking back at last year's numbers from Thursday Night Football, where Kirk Cousins throws for 509 and everybody has this great offensive day, what's changed? Because the lineup still looks very similar when you look at all the people catching passes. Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, Kadarius Hodge, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier. The offensive line was the same other than a couple parts of that one. Kirk Cousins was throwing the football. It just doesn't even seem like this is a pipe dream when you look at the box score from last year. So, unfortunate.
Well, I've been told that Arch is now with us. Garrett's got him on the line. So, Dave, like I was saying, I'm not really sure where to start on yesterday's game because a lot went wrong. But where was it when you felt the momentum shift? A lot of people think it's that 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, certainly was a kick in the gut. No question, Allie. When you come out of halftime 6-6 in your hard-fought battle and you give up a return like that. I tend to go back earlier than that. You get two deep plus territory opportunities. You get the punt return by Agnew, good return by Agnew to the 39, plus 39-yard line, and you get three out of that. And then you get the interception to the plus 30, and you get a blocked field goal. So, yeah. I mean, you've got to take advantage. In this game, if you get short field opportunities, and those were severe short sudden change situations, for Seattle defensively, for them to only give up 3 points in that sequence, that's a win for them, and it was a huge loss for us. You should have been up 17-3 or something like that at halftime, as opposed to be tied 6-6.
Oh, to that point, Arch, what what do they got to do offensively different to take advantage of a short field situation? And I know you're laughing because I know you don't have we don't have the answer. No. If we did, maybe we would call down. But what do they have to do? Is it a mindset thing? Like, where do you go to change those opportunities?
It's everything, Bo. I mean, you've got to have a sense of urgency when you step on the field. Now, it can't be a panic sense of urgency. You know, I want to try to explain what sense of urgency means, but you understand that this is a great opportunity, so you got to take advantage of it. So it means that the heightened sense of execution, the alertness to what you could potentially get and what could potentially happen, all that, your ears got to perk up. You got to, it's all encompassing. You've got a bank of plays if you're Zach Robinson that you need to get to in that sequence. Enough of the game planning or scripting or whatever. Hey, we're deep in enemy territory here. We got a chance to hurt them pretty bad here. We've got to touch them up. And this is where I've got that bank of plays that I can get to that they haven't seen yet, or the things that I saw on tape that were going to allow us to make some plays. And then when you get the ball headed your direction, you got to make the play. You got to expect contested catches. The third down play down there is third and three or four. You throw the quick out, the Sills. It's tight coverage. And yes, the defender gets in there. And I guess you got to give him credit for getting. Got to catch the ball. Catch the football. Gear down. Make the guy climb your back. Compete for the football. There's got to be, and we've talked about it a few times, and I know Mike talked about it on the postgame show. There's one guy that is going to fight you to the finish, and it's Drake London. And he hasn't been able to play, and nobody seems to personify that. There's nobody else that has that in them. And the offensive line can fight their rear end off. You know what? They're not going to touch the ball. They're not going to ever – they never get to carry the ball, okay? Maybe we should give a couple of those guys the ball. Maybe they play a little bit different.
Hey, don't get me started.
Those guys are fighting their asses off up front to protect the quarterback. You're talking about you've got the sixth least sacked quarterback in the National Football League. That's pretty damn good. And you talk about the way you're running the football with Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, pretty good. So those guys are doing a pretty good job of fighting their rear ends off. I don't see it. With the other guys, you got to fight for the football. You got to protect the football. All those kind of things, and those are the things coupled with some of the stuff I talked about before with design and all that kind of stuff has to come to light when you have those opportunities.
Yeah, Arch, and this is kind of going to sound a lot like Allie's question about where it all went wrong yesterday for the game, but I think that I'm going to take a little bit wider view. We are eliminated from the playoffs now, but you do have a big game coming up Thursday night against the Buccaneers, and it kind of brings up a lot of feelings when you start looking up last year's Thursday night game when you moved to 3-2 and Kirk Cousins goes out and throws for 509 yards. And Arch, I've been spending a lot of the morning looking back at the box score. It's a lot of the same names. Take Drake London out of it. Darnell Mooney goes for 105 yards. Kyle Pitts for 88. Kadarrell Hodge goes for 67 yards receiving in the game-winning play. Bijan Robinson, 3 catches, 16 yards. Kirk Cousins was playing quarterback, 42 of 58. I just can't figure out where things between then and now got so far off the rails that we seem so anemic offensively that all these numbers you put up with a lot of the same people seem like a pipe dream just, 13, 14 months later.
Yeah, I mean, you could go line item by line item, Mike, and pick out why or pick out, what's not happening. I mean, Darnell Mooney is a shadow in himself. I mean, the competing for the football, dropping balls, I'm not even sure where he's going to be, and I know he's frustrated. Obviously the touchdown play, which I think was not handled properly. That was a big play. That was you're looking for anything to hang your hat on. And I asked about the attitude. I think I talked to Mike Hughes. You guys did the interview last night, you and Grant, and, I asked Mike about, and it's hard because I know how it feels in there. You cannot call out the other side of the ball, okay? That's just the way we are, players are. We're geared that way. Hey, we got to take care of our job, and I can't worry about what the offense is doing or what the defense is doing.
Well, David,
but there's an energy that you filter to one another in all three phases. And when there's negative energy coming from one place, it saps you. It's the energy vampire. As much as you try not to let it happen, when you get opportunities, Hughes gets an interception, you're in the plus 30-yard line. You're thinking, all right, we're gonna punch one hit. You get nothing. You know, that's a kick in the gut. You come out after halftime and Raheem May just gave his Gipper speech or whatever it is, and you get a 100-yard kickoff return. That's a kick in the cods, man. I mean, that you talk about taking energy out of your team, and that's the thing. When you start talking about complimentary football and guys making plays and picking the other side up, none of that's happening. And so it's sapping the energy. And every time you try to go out and put your best foot forward, it's hard to do. And you know, I know you're a professional and you're trying to come with everything you can, but at some point you run out of gas.
Man, a kick in the cods, that's a new one for
yeah,
me, personally.
But I appreciated it. I did appreciate that, it. I think yes. You're spot on, yes.
I am curious, Dave, if you're Raheem Morris today, how do you turn the page on yesterday, reset, and get ready to head to Tampa to face the Bucs?
Well, I'm probably divulging more than I should, but in standing in the locker room post-game with Raheem talking to the team, he challenged him. You know, it's not the first time he's done it, so I don't want it to think that, oh, well, finally he challenged him. He said, hey, you know, you're a National Football League player. You know, I'm paraphrasing too. You're a National Football League player. We're going to go to work and we're going to go win a game in Tampa. We're going to go beat our division opponent. I don't care what just happened today. If you want to be a part of that, if you don't want to be a part of that, or you don't think you can stomach that, then don't show up on Monday. And I think that's about all you can do is you challenge him again. I hate when it comes into this, and I'm like, I don't know, you never really had to play in this kind of stuff. I don't think I think I had the Pride Month a number of times in my career where you had to come in and what is it that makes you tick as a player? What is it that, you know, do you want to keep your job at this level? All those kind of things. You get challenged, your manhood, your livelihood, your, you know, everything that you want to be as a player gets challenged. And that's where every player should be doing it. And they should have been doing it a long time ago. And I'm not telling the fan anything. Oh, okay, now they're challenging themselves. It should have been weeks ago. But that's the only thing you can tap into. It's a short week for Tampa as well. And they're coming off a stinging loss to New Orleans in a huge game for them. They're losing ground in the playoffs. So we've got a chance to stick it to them. But really, it's about you and what are you made of.
That's actually where I was going to go, Arch. It's going to be two angry teams playing on Thursday Night Football because they lost a game to their other rival in New Orleans where, you look at – and obviously you and I were doing a game while they were playing, so we didn't get a chance to see what happened. But from reading everything, New Orleans had success running the football. Even Shuck was able to run the football a little bit, which is kind of the calling card of that Tampa defense with – hopefully Drake is back, but how can we go about attacking that defense to where we can try to not be 0-for-4 in the red zone or not 1-of-13 on third down, which has been a theme for us literally for 2 years.
Yeah, the third down thing, guys, it's the conversion down situation. I've been charting the conversion downs for the last several weeks in this funk that we've been in to not be able to get out of our own way on third and fourth down. Now in the last 8 games on third and fourth down, we are now 25 of 99. And you don't have to be a math scientist to figure out that's about 25. So you're converting 1 in 4 and you extrapolate that out to where, let's say you get 12 opportunities on third down, you're converting 3 times. That's average over 8 games. And you're not going to win. You can't turn the foot. You have to win the moments. But in all honesty, Bo, I haven't even looked at Tampa. They're struggling mightily. They've won a couple games. Maybe they've been able to eke out at the end. They've lost some too, and I don't even know where they are injury wise. If New Orleans was able to run it on them, based on what we saw from New Orleans' running game a couple of weeks ago, then they must be, something's going on. Is Vita Vea in the lineup? I don't even know. So I'm gonna have to look at Tampa and see where they are from an injury standpoint. Maybe you guys do know. But they're obviously struggling, and I guarantee you that Todd Bowles did his circle the wagon speech yesterday afternoon after they lost to New Orleans to get ready for this Thursday night game.
Well, it's certainly going to be very interesting. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the time as always. Hopefully we're talking to you after a win on Friday after Thursday Night Football.
Thanks, guys. At least you guys could go to a Publix or something and get a good meal or something like that.
We're talking
really.
Oh, we're going to,
my
friend.
We'll be there.
Oh, we will be there.
I get off the plane Friday, Arch, and go straight to a Publix, so it'll be good for me.
Alpharetta, here we come.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. See y'all. Take care.
That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
See,
Mike dropped the ball.
I didn't pause. Coming up, we'll take one last look at this game, and we've got a life of squid.
I actually have a Publix story, how Publix saved my my SEC championship party
Publix
on Saturday.
Publix. Stores.
Anyways, all in the morning shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
8:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to talk Falcons. We will get to Life of Squid, but I wanted to bring something up on Friday We're now at Monday, but I got to bring it up, and he's here again. So, Garrett, did you guys notice on Friday that Garrett was playing a lot of Kendrick Lamar? And I feel like it was on purpose.
Yes. He was picking a fight.
Were you picking a fight with Dylan?
Oh, I tease him about it sometimes. I didn't do it intentionally, though. Not on Friday. I did it when the beef was happening, just to tease him. But
I will highlight one thing about Garrett. Yesterday, we're both in the press box at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and he got done. He did a good job with the Wade Ford tailgate with Joe Patrick. So we're up there, and like right before or maybe midway through the first quarter, I'm like, hey, man, like I got to go get some coffee. Yeah. So I walk up, and I'm having trouble getting the lid on my coffee. And Mr. Chick-fil-A over there is like, let me show you the trick. Spin the cup this way, spin the lid that way, push down right here, and pop. And sure enough, my lid went straight on. And I was like, that right there, my friends, is a trick of the trade for somebody. And I had no idea this was even a thing, but he got it locked in. I was like, thanks, dude.
Did he say my pleasure after he did it?
He could have. I think he didn't want to play the role, but he definitely could have in that moment because I was about to spill coffee all over myself. And he was like, let me show you how to do this.
Man. When I pulled into the deck today, I did see the Chick-fil-A mobile delivery vehicle. And I was like, that's right. Garrett's here today.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of it.
I don't want to start an interstation fight or cluster, but the producer for Star 94's morning show, she parked in my spot this morning.
I saw her do it last week, too.
And I'm going to have to lay the law down.
You got to get here before her.
She pulled in right in front of me.
That spot is not nearly as good as you think it is, man. You don't want to be the car closest to the door. You just don't. The amount of foot traffic walking past your rig on a daily basis is not a good thing.
I like that spot.
It might look like a very short walk for you in the morning, but it's a short walk for everybody else walking right past your car. Probably, you know what I mean? Like probably a hip getting thrown into your headlight every now and then.
But like think about people like me that have like water bottles hanging off their backpacks. Yeah, they would fall and hit your car. Good.
My truck sat there, RIP, for years. And nothing ever happened.
I don't know. You don't know that. That's the thing.
Nothing I ever noticed.
There's nothing that ever happened to your truck? You didn't have, I don't know, license plate lights that would flicker or running boards that wouldn't raise up or anything like that? You don't know that it didn't happen.
First off, the license plate flickering, I know where that happened. And that had nothing to do with it being parked there. Yes. The running boards, when they ever... you got to clean the...
is that what it is?
The ones that come down.
The actuator?
There's... the track, you have to clean the track, and if it gets grimy, it'll stick sometimes.
So if I were the Star 94 producer, what would you say to me?
Hey.
Hey, dude, you already are lying. You are already lying. You are never in a million years going to catch that tone with her. Hey. You'd say, excuse me, hey, how's it going? My name is Squidbilly, and... I was wanting to talk to you about this here parking spot.
Well, no, because most likely...
you could park somewhere
I tried
else.
To catch her this morning because she's right in front of me. And, like, she ran to the elevator. Like, by the time I could get over to the elevator...
She's running late.
And I was like, dadgum. I mean, normally I'm already in it. I'd be like, you know you're in my spot, right? That's what I'd say. You know you're parked in my spot. Like, really? Yeah, it's my spot.
Don't be shocked when you get a bird finger back.
No, she's a nice girl.
I know she is.
Every time I go down there to get water in the mornings, everybody on that is it Kevin and Taylor?
Kevin and Taylor, yeah.
And I do not know their producer's name, but she's always very nice. Sweetheart, speaks. But I'm gonna be like, yeah, you know you're in my spot, right? And I'm gonna say it with a smile so she thinks I'm joking, but knows that I'm not, because I'm like, no, I'm kind of being serious. Like, that's my spot.
And I can't wait until she parks there again.
She will. 100%. That's what I'm thinking. She is not the type to back down.
No, I don't catch that.
I'm gonna have her towed.
Yeah, that's, right. That's not gonna happen either.
Right. No, I wouldn't. I'm too cheap to pay for a tow truck to come get somebody.
All right, so we got to wrap this up. Falcons, Seahawks, yesterday at Mercedes-Benz, you guys know what happened. They lost 37-9. Anything left to say about this matchup?
Yeah, I do want to highlight James Pierce really quickly. And he is, Bo, tell me, fifth straight game with a sack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fifth straight game with a sack. That's his sixth sack of the year. And now he leads all rookies.
Yes, he does lead all rookies.
James Pierce Jr. now, not the third.
Not the third, which was really funny that Wes dropped the third on the big sack. I noticed we cut that out of the highlight reel for the postgame show.
Dude, the funniest reaction ever in the booth. And we're all human, right?
Of course.
And even Wes makes a mistake. And Wes is as good as it gets as play-by-play. Because I sit in between him. James Pierce the third with the sack. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and then he looks back over the field, and he goes, or Junior.
Or Junior.
And I was like, because you know what's funny is the best of the best, when they make mistakes, they even do it great.
Yeah, they do
because
it great.
Because
he rolls with it.
The way he
makes it part of the show.
He made up for it was just like literally the best ever. I was like, dude, that. He was like, hey, next time we talked. I said, dude, I don't think you could have done it. You could have made a mistake better than you just did. Like, the way you rolled with it was phenomenal.
It was hilarious. Joe Patrick and I were sitting there in the press box listening to the FM call. I keep an FM radio on hand just for that exact reason. And Joe Patrick and I are sitting there, and I heard the third, and I go, man, he just said the third. And I said, I wonder if he's focused on Kenneth Walker. And Joe sat there for a second, and he goes, or Jesse Bates. And I was like, oh, man, we could go David Sills the fourth. We could keep going down this thing. You never even know where it stops.
I can tell you, as the guy that spots, you know, there are times where I help a lot, and there are times where I'm like, well, I didn't do anything on that play, because the U.S. never looked down at the – he never looked down.
Right.
Like, he knew hey, that play was, like, perfectly done. And that's why when people – what bothers me sometimes when guys – and obviously this is not done about Wes, but, like, I've seen it with, like, Vern Lundquist, for instance, when he got older. People are like, oh, he lost his fastball. He can't identify players. And I'm going to tread lightly because Vern's spotter was his wife. But a lot of times it's not on the play-by-play guy. So a lot of times that's on the spotter. As a spotter, I can tell you that I've made that mistake before. I make a mistake at least twice a game with spotting.
I'm sorry, Allie, because you're looking at me like we need to get back on the rails. Is there, like, Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle for them, is the second. But then we've got, like, you know what I mean? Kyle Pitts Jr. and A.J. Terrell Jr. I'm sorry, Kyle Pitts Sr.
Yeah, how does that work?
Is there a generation between the two?
No.
You have to be junior if your dad's there, but if your grandpa's named that, are you the second?
I don't know. I don't come from a prestigious family. Maybe Garrett can chime in here, but I always thought it was just
he seems,
it Garrett was preference.
Seems like he's got a brother named like Winston.
I've always thought it was preference based.
It's got to be preference because obviously junior's the second, so you're just picking.
Yeah, it's literally preference based. You are a junior if you're the second. You just chose not to be a junior.
No, but I'm saying, what if your grandpa is that name and you are not a junior because your dad's not that name, but maybe your grandpa's that name? Maybe you're
I don't know. Let's give Garrett a chance to talk, Mr. Prestige himself.
Go ahead.
Prestige Worldwide.
According to artificial intelligence, Junior is for a son with the exact same name as his living father, while the second is for a son named after another relative, whether that be a grandfather, uncle, or sometimes used if the father is deceased when the son is born.
We all learned something today.
Let's go. I feel good about that. I didn't know that, but that was my best guess.
So, but that's why, like, I have a friend whose name is Graydon Boyd Leak the Fourth, right? So it's like
what a name.
It's a killer name, right? But it goes all the way through, and it's like, because you're technically named after your great 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 grandfather, so that would be the fourth.
Yeah, I love that, man. No, we considered naming my son a junior, but we backed off of that because, you know, it's a pretty common name. We really probably need to go a different direction for you. So that didn't happen. But, yeah, I was curious in the same thing, too. And in the moment yesterday when Wes did that, and James Pierce gets the sack, and that's what we're highlighting here, that he's had another good game. But he gets the sack, and he says, James Pierce the third. And in that split second before he corrected himself, my thought process was, you know, Kyle Pitts went from Kyle Pitts to Kyle Pitts Sr. because he had a son. I'm sitting there going, is there a way that you go from junior to the third just overnight? Like, do you find a long-lost family member?
23andMe.
You know what I mean? Like, did you go back and do the DNA count and go, you know what? Turns out I was wrong. I'm actually a third, not a junior. So in that split second, that was my thought process. It was pretty funny.
Speaking of Kennesaw State Athletics, I just want to give one more little shout-out to Jerry Mack and the Kennesaw State football team for being conference champions. Conference USA, hoo-doo-hoo!
Hoo-doo-hoo! And for sticking around. He evidently is not interested in the Tulane job.
Well, he's building something.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, conference championship today, college football playoff berth tomorrow. See?
There you go.
There's the motto. Just, guys, what are we doing here?
Everybody laughed at Cincinnati when he said it, and here we are. I mean, here we are.
Everybody laughed at Clark Lee when you said we could compete for national titles. And I'm sorry, but being a bubble team for the college football playoff at Vanderbilt,
a huge win for Vanderbilt
is absolutely that. And you just got the top college, what, one of the top, if not the
you got
top.
The greatest recruit in Vanderbilt history. We'll
yeah.
Put it that way.
And Jerry Curtis. All right. I told you, I teased that Publix saved my SEC championship party. It wasn't mine. It was our neighborhood, our group, our street, right? But I was going to do a Mississippi pot roast. And you guys familiar with those, but they take a while. And obviously my Friday was busy because I was gone literally all day. I didn't get home till like 8 o'clock at night from the traveling to get a vehicle. And I was gonna go first thing in the morning. But since I've been gone 4 out of 5 weekends and it'll be gone most of this week, I told Amy, hey, go have some you time, like go get your nails done or whatever, because she said she needed it. I said, Go do it. I got all morning. And so I was on mail duty, and I didn't want to go to the store. It was nasty out, you know, and so Amy was going to go to the store for me. By the time she got back, it was too late for that pot roast to be done for a 4 o'clock game. And so I was, like, kind of scrambling, and I was thinking, and I said, hey, what do you think about if I go get some stuff from Publix? She's like, yeah, you know, I was like, can I order, like, just go up there and just say I want, like, 2 pounds of chicken tenders, and she's like, I think so.
Yeah.
So I went up there, saw Miss Pearl.
There you go.
Squid Nation.
Mafia.
For life.
She's an auntie, dude.
We took a picture. She's like, you know, my favorite radio host is here. I go, I know.
I was not there.
So I walk over, and I'm like, hey. Talking to Leigh, I was like, got a party. I was like, give me, can I get this many chicken tenders? She's like, yeah. And I'm standing looking, and there are these little potato things, and they're, actually, I say little, they're great size. And I go, what is that? And she goes, that's a loaded tater tot. She goes, it's got bacon. It's got, like, some cheese. It's, like, all of, like, a loaded tater. She goes, you want to try one? And I was like, you're gonna give me one? She's
yeah.
like, yeah.
Oh, free?
I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And she and I took one bite. I was like, can I get 2 pounds of that? And I got, like, 2 pounds. These
yes,
loaded
dude.
Tater tots
yes.
they have. I mean, they're good sizes.
Have you a Fat Boy Saturday, my friend.
Dude,
do
holy
that.
Smokes.
You owe it to yourself.
They were phenomenal. So if you go to Publix, do yourself a favor. Get the loaded tater tots, because those were the chicken tenders. That was what I brought, and it absolutely saved my food portion of the championship party.
Have you a Fat Boy Championship
Saturday?
Dude,
I did. Yeah. I did,
it,
and I enjoyed it. We made some my other neighbor, Andrew, went to Publix too, and ended up making Italian sliders. Oh, giddy up! And then Alabama failed to show up. So
yeah, man,
he kept going with the end. Then he kept
really?
Going with the end.
Yeah, just kept going.
All right,
just,
that's gonna do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Garrett, and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and don't forget to
go try the loaded tater tots at the Publix.
It's a good size. It
very
really
good
is.
Size.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor,
I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.